Walter Scott, a retired Coast Guard sailor, stopped by the North Charleston police for a broken taillight, and dead moments later. He was shot in the back. One more name, one more civilian killed by American exceptionalism. No one is sure exactly how many people die at the hands of the police in the U.S. every year. Last month, a White House task force created by President Obama in the wake of the Ferguson riots recommended that the federal government should try and count these numbers by collecting the data from local police forces. Notionally, the FBI already does this, and they report that the number hovers around 400 deaths per year. But an online effort to collect media accounts of fatal police encounters and to crowdsource the fact-checking has arrived at a much more grim and more widely accepted figure of over 1,100 killed in 2014. There are many factors that help explain why American police kill civilians at a dramatically higher rate than any other developed country. But three deserve special attention as being unique to the United States. First, there are more guns per capita in the U.S. than in any other country in the world. Estimates vary from 270 to 310 million legal and illegal guns in circulation. This provides almost one gun for every man, woman, and child. A recent study in the American Journal of Public Health reported that one in three households contains a gun. This is down from one in two in the 1970s, but gun ownership is still 35% higher than the next closest country, which is Serbia. This directly changes the way that American police forces operate. With so many civilians carrying guns, is it surprising that the police shoot first and ask questions later? And in fact, American police are at relatively more peril than their counterparts elsewhere. According to the FBI, so take this with a grain of salt, approximately 50 officers are killed in the line of duty each year. This has understandably created a police culture that is both defensive and aggressive. One small example that illustrates this involves car chases. In the UK, police cars box in fleeing vehicles and use what's called rolling roadblocks to force them to stop. But American police, assuming all suspects are armed, use the more violent and potentially lethal pit maneuver to swerve into the rear bumper of the car being chased, sending it crashing off the road. The second factor is that America remains one of the most racially divided countries in the world. Last year, the Public Religion Research Institute released a study showing the average white American has 91 times more white friends than black friends. In fact, 3/4 of whites don't even have a single black friend. This racial divide has real consequences. For most white cops, their references for understanding black Americans must come from secondhand sources or popular media. In other words, from rumor and rap songs. This is something that needs to be considered when trying to understand why young black males are 21 times more likely to be shot by the police than their white counterparts. The third uniquely American factor is the embattled hero mythology. This surrounds all of the police. In no country are the cops as lionized as they are in the U.S. Not even Canadians, who place the Mounties at the center of their national identity, elevate the police to such heights. From the Lone Ranger to Hill Street Blues to CSI Miami, American culture has constructed a pervasive Chuck Norris narrative of the imperiled but noble police officer, courageously risking his life every day. He is the thin blue line between civilization and murderous chaos. But this portrayal is very misleading in reality. America is not being threatened by criminal anarchy. While the number of civilians being shot by police has never been higher, incidents of violent crime have dropped over 50% since the 1990s. And yet, local police increasingly arm themselves with preposterously lethal equipment. Consider, for example, the small town of Sweetwater, Florida. It has a population of only 13,000, which is slightly smaller than Kenora, Ontario. And yet the local police force has its own SWAT team, a mine-resistant armored vehicle, a commando armored car, 4 light attack helicopters, 20 M16 machine guns, and a grenade launcher. These weapons were never designed to serve and protect. They're only suited for killing and conquering. And the myth of heroism? In spite of all the guns, being a policeman in America is actually a relatively safe profession. Loggers, roofers, carpenters, farmers, construction laborers, even garbage men are far more likely to be killed on the job. But when they die in the service of the community, there are no televised funerals, no flag draped coffins, no speeches from the governor. Alexis de Tocqueville was right when he wrote about American exceptionalism in 1835. It is a remarkable nation with countless unique qualities that other countries struggle to emulate. But it has uniquely dangerous problems too, which can combine into toxic moments, like the one we watched on TV last week, as Walter Scott ran away, stumbled, then fell, 6 bullets in his back. This is Scott Gilmore for Maclean's Magazine.